on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Thinking big thoughts, so you don't have to.
Actually,
here's John Williams.
I hired it out. Got some really smart people on the show today, and then I'll be in as well. We're here until 3 o'clock. It is the John Williams Show. All the way until 3 o'clock. Remember, it's Friday, and that means we'll do the Bright Side of Life, where you'll call in. Tell us some good news. Why are you smiling? Give me some of your bright sides after 2:30, between 2:30 and 3 o'clock on Fridays. We start the weekend with a group hug that works on the radio every single time. You could say, John, I just discovered a new tea, or I'm really happy about the Jimmy Butler trade, or we beat cancer, or my daughter's back from Afghanistan. Whatever it is that's making you smile, I want to hear about it between 2:30 and 3. You'll get the drill. I'm a little kind of shaky here. Ryan, you said that you had a Jimmy Butler quote that he posted something.
He just posted to Instagram right now a big, long thank you. We don't have to get into the whole thing, but he leads off by saying, "What can I say? I truly struggle with the words because you've been so much more than just my home for the last 6 years. You've been my life." This is to Chicago, by the way.
Keep reading.
"You've embraced me like a son and pushed me to get better every day, every season. I can honestly say that I've always been incredibly motivated to succeed. It's just the way I'm built, blah, blah, blah."
No. Keep reading. Oh, this is lovely.
All right.
But?
Is blah, blah, blah really in there?
I'm going through this now, but I know I owe so much to the person I am now and to the player that I've become to you, talking to Chicago. You always push me to never give anything less than my absolute best night in, night out. That's what you expected. That's what you deserved. And I hope you know that's what I dedicated my life to every time I walked into the facility or stepped onto the floor of the United Center. Thank you to the entire Bulls organization and the Reinsdorf family for giving me a chance in 2011 and for giving me the opportunity.
This is longer than I thought it was going to be. I'll be honest with you.
I'll go to the end here. And probably most important, thank you to everyone behind the organization that do not get the shine they deserve. Y'all are the real all-stars. Jimmy G. Buckets at Stacey King 21. So giving a hat tip there to Stacey King.
Why did he give a hat tip to Stacey King?
Stacy was the one who calls him Jimmy Buckets. That's how he got the nickname.
I got it. And what was the Sam Panionovich, our weekend sports anchor, is here. Is the word, was Jimmy Butler always 100% on the floor? Did he take any nights off?
No. He was the balls-of-the-wall player. He was a guy who was drafted in 2011, 30th pick, worked his way up. And it's funny, Tom Thibodeau was on the Dan Patrick Show this morning, and he gave a quote about Jimmy. And the quote was, "If they don't bite as puppies, they usually don't bite." And Jimmy was biting from the start. He got better every single offseason. He added something to his game. Problem is, the Bulls couldn't allocate anybody around him that could play. And with a player like that, who will probably make about $230 million in a couple of years, the window was closing to build a winner. And they dealt him. They got younger. And here we are.
So that's why I asked you to come in. Sam, so what's your take on this? I have read good and bad. I read at SB Nation today when they ranked how everybody did on the draft. They gave the Chicago Bulls a big fat F. I read a couple articles in the Tribune today, and at least one of them said that this might have been an everybody gets better. How do you feel about it?
There's two conversations. Do you like the return? Do you like the direction, right? Because it's two different conversations. You may not like the return. You may think they should have gotten more. Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and the seventh pick. I like the direction, though. That's where I'm going to take it, because this has been a middling basketball team. You can either win it or you're bad enough to get a top three, top five pick, right? I mean, those are the two places you'd like to be. The Bulls have been in the middle since Derrick Rose got hurt.
A couple games over 500.
Okay, you go to the playoffs. Jerry Reinsdorf gets a luxury check for the playoff games and, you know, getting two or three games at the United Center. But did they have a chance to win a championship? With Jimmy Butler, the answer is no. So I like the direction that they finally have a path. The overused quote is they picked a lane, but they really did. They got younger, they got more athletic, and they have a bunch of cap space. This is a full-on youth movement. They're going to get younger, they're going to be bad for several years, but the plan is to outlast LeBron and outlast the Warriors, because those two teams are going to run the league.
Well, that's it. I mean, I almost think, I saw somebody say, well, it's kind of impossible to vie for the championship right now. The Warriors have made that untenable for 95% of the franchises in the NBA right now. Cleveland can make a run. I don't know who somebody else can make a run. The Bulls can't make a run.
No.
They can't make a run in Jimmy Butler's career. Not the next 4 or 5 years. I can't see that happening. So let's just get better or get a direction, right? Let's say, okay, here's how we're going to make our team a contender.
This is a white flag in the LeBron James era because they haven't been able to get through LeBron ever. And if you look at it, it's interesting because Chicago Bulls basketball from 84 to 98, when you have Michael Jordan, is really good. Before and after, there's not much there.
Have you seen Zach LaVine play?
He's electric. Now,
oh my gosh.
He did just tear his ACL. I know you saw him in person a bunch. He won a dunk contest. He can fly, man.
He is, and you know, he's been in the league 3 years. He doesn't have two full seasons under his belt. And you're right, he got hurt last year, and it was really tough because every year he got better. First year, I didn't like him. The radio station I worked with in Minneapolis had their games. So I saw or heard or attended pretty much every single one of his games in his career, in his NBA career. And the first season, I didn't like LaVine. I mean, he was a jumper, but very one-dimensional. The second year, I thought, oh, he can play. And then the third year, I thought, he can star.
He added a jumper.
Oh, my gosh, that's it.
And
that's
those are
exactly
the guys.
It.
You have to add something. When you come into the league, everybody's got talent. Everybody can play. Everybody can go out there and score 10 points in the NBA. How do you get better when the league adjusts to you? And Zach LaVine has certainly added something every year.
There are times where he'll be approaching the lane. He's kind of a slasher at times, but there will be times where you will see him put some sort of crazy dunk on somebody that you didn't even think was available. It wasn't like a wide open lane and he's just going to show off. There are times he just jumps over people.
The wild plays.
Yes, absolutely.
The wild plays. Multiple wild plays a game.
Yeah.
Like Derrick Rose used to have.
Absolutely. And you cannot take your eyes off the floor when he's on it because you do not know when these moments are going to come. Zach LaVine is one of the most fun players I've seen play in the NBA. They tried to make him a point guard. He's a terrible point guard. If he becomes our point guard, then this will be a bad deal. So we get Chris Dunn, who was a big disappointment last year.
But he was a rookie. And under Tom Thibodeau, no rookies ever shine. Even Jimmy Butler didn't see the floor as a rookie. So you hope that that pedigree, the drive, the want to succeed in year two is there. You know, everybody asks me what I think about the trade. I can't tell you what I think about the trade. I need to see these players come into the system and play. You can't analyze the return until we're 3-4 years down the road. You just don't know.
Yeah, but talk about player number three.
Lauri Markkanen. He's a Finnish. He's 7 foot. He's the new European mold. He doesn't like to be at the basket. He likes to be at the three-point line.
He's a 7-footer that hits threes. I only saw him play a couple games last year. I think he's dynamite. He was so much better than everybody else in the NCAA last year.
He also set a modern-day record for threes made by a 7-footer. He made 69 threes last year at Arizona. It's strange, though. And the basketball you grew up watching and the basketball that I loved was when a 7-footer would back down, get the ball, turn, right, and dunk it in the rim. Now the 7-footers, they set a screen, and they pop out, and they shoot a 25-footer, but he can make them.
If you like Kevin Love's game, you'll love this guy's game.
Yes.
I mean, he can rebound, he can score inside, but he can run the floor, and he can hit long shots.
This is the shift from Jimmy Butler, who's more of a stopper. He likes to catch it. He's more isolation. These three guys are push the pace. They're going to run. They're going to jump. They're going to shoot. And this is the style that they've always wanted to implement under Fred Hoiberg because of personnel. Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade, slower, older, not as quick. These are lightning rods.
He was the 6th pick? Is that what he was?
Seventh.
7th pick. I'm thrilled about this. I don't know. Are you excited about
him? I like it. Like I said, I love the direction. Now, the team might win 25, 30 games next year, but the hope is when we turn the calendar to 2020, 2021, LeBron will be 35. I imagine the Warriors will not be able to afford everybody.
Next year, we're going to get a great draft pick, too. I mean,
they might be number one next year.
We're going to be good position to pick up another really good player next year.
That's what this is.
And I think we picked up two really good players last night.
John Paxson said, this is a rebuild. We know what this is. We're aware of what will follow. We expect to pick high in the next couple drafts. So that's all you need to know.
Okay, so then Vic wants to put it completely differently, where we're arguing about who got the better deal. Hey, Vic, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Good, guys. Hey, Sam, it's a positive outlook. But I got a question for you. Who do you think got fleeced worse, the Bears or the Bulls?
See, this is funny, Vic, because for years the language amongst the fans, we need a quarterback, we need a quarterback, we need a quarterback. And then the Bears draft up and – trade up and draft the quarterback, and then it's, well, they shouldn't have traded up. So which one is it? Because people wanted a quarterback, then they get the quarterback, and there's still an issue. So I don't think the Bears got fleeced at all.
You don't think the Bears deal was a head-scratcher?
I don't think they got fleeced. What if he's a Pro Bowl quarterback?
Yeah, but you know what? They could have got him without making all those other trades.
We don't know that, though. We don't know that. What if somebody would have swooped in and taken him second? I mean, Vic, it's hypothetical. I'm with you. I probably wouldn't have traded up, but they found their man. They liked their man, and they made a move.
Okay, how about this? Vic, thank you for the call. Who got the better end of the deal, the Timberwolves or the Bulls?
Immediately, it's Minnesota. You talk about league pass, Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, Carl Anthony Towns, Ricky Rubio. That's a team you're going to want to watch the highlight reel of. I think this catapults them finally into the playoffs. But I promise you, Jimmy Butler will not sign a long-term deal in Minnesota. It just won't happen.
Really?
He's going to a big market.
Really?
That's the plan. He's Hollywood. He's famous. He knows he is. And he knows he's good enough to get a record deal. He could get $200 million from
some
team.
And he won't get that in a small market.
He doesn't want to be in Minnesota. No way.
Really, to me, they're all – I mean, I understand L.A., Chicago, New York, whatever. But after that, does anybody want to be in Oklahoma City, for crying out loud? I mean, is a place to live?
These players are brands now. They're not just basketball players. They want to go where they can affect the most amount of eyes, where they can reel in the most amount of dollars. And like you said, it's Boston, New York, Los Angeles, and we can cross Chicago off.
So maybe the bigger trade news today is in NBA, it's NHL. So just tell me what you make of what the Blackhawks did. Our weekend sports anchor, I get to talk on Saturdays with our own Sam Panionovic. I really enjoy our Saturday show. Happy to be here Monday through Friday. But on Saturday, you and Doma Tipongo, Griffin Filipich, my producer, and you and I, we all kind of hang out and do all sorts of things. And I asked you to come in today, Sam, just to talk a little sports with me. First, on the heels of the Chicago Bulls news, the trade with Jimmy Butler going to the Timberwolves in Minneapolis.
Jimmy's trainer signed off.
Okay, so here is the tweet from
Travell Gaines, his trainer.
So this is Jimmy Butler's personal trainer,
not team affiliated.
And about the Chicago Bulls, that they are leaving. Does he come with Jimmy?
I imagine he does.
Maybe after the Timberwolves read this, they won't want him. He said, 0-82, worst culture in the league. I've met drug dealers with better morals than their GM. Several typos in this, by the way. He is a liar, and everyone knows. Trump has actually better grammar and typographical skills than this guy does. Wow, I've met drug dealers with better morals than their GM. What's
now,
that all about?
That tweet has since been deleted. We
Maybe
should add
Jimmy's
that.
Request.
So Jimmy probably Snapchatted him and told him, "Hey, take that down."
He was whiffing too much atomic bomb.
Gar Forman was asked about this last night. Jim Rose actually read the tweet verbatim. And Gar said, it is what it is.
What does that mean?
Take from that what you must.
I have no idea what
now,
that means.
Now, there is this rolling rumor that Gar Forman tells people one thing and then does other things. It's been rumored that he told Jimmy they will not trade him. And then
They traded him.
They have sort of pushed out Tom Thibodeau. They pushed out Derrick Rose,
Joakim
Noah.
Jimmy Butler had said he wanted to stay in Chicago.
The list of players that the Bulls front office has sort of pushed out and thrown under the bus, it's growing by the day.
So does this trade, however good or bad for the team, make the GM of the Bulls look bad?
I think it does a little bit, but it probably doesn't matter because the money's good and the team makes money and the team is leading the league in attendance now 8 years in a row. So everything is good on the bottom line.
Who is?
The Bulls.
The Bulls lead the league?
8 seasons in a row they've led the league in attendance.
Steve, are you writing some of this down? The Chicago Bulls aren't that good.
Doesn't matter.
Led the league in
but
attendance.
But the bottom line is good.
We outdraw the Warriors and the Cavaliers and, I don't know, do you want me to go through the list? Are you serious about that statistic?
I promise.
I'm not sure you're right about that, Sam.
You can look it up.
Do they not know you can see the Jordan statue for free? You don't have to buy a ticket?
Those days are gone. Okay, talk to me about the Chicago Blackhawks.
I know I don't have enough time, but Nicholas Jalmerson has been traded to Arizona. They get a 24-year-old and a 22-year-old back in return. That's a salary dump. They had to get rid of a big contract. And then here's the headliner. Jonathan Toews was at his best when he was with Brandon Saad, 2013, 2014, 2015. Saad has been reacquired from Columbus. The Blackhawks ship Artemi Panarin to the Blue Jackets. So the mindset now is you put Saad back with Toews. And the rumor is now the Blackhawks are going after TJ Oshie to play with Patrick Kane.
Oh, he was fun. I like Oshie's game, but Lord knows he made a name for himself in the Olympics.
Former teammate in college of Jonathan Toews.
Oh, no kidding.
In North Dakota.
Really?
But about the Blackhawks, you know when you swipe the credit card a million times?
Yeah.
Eventually you have to pay the bill. And when you pay seven players $50 million and you have only $24 million left for 15 players, you can't keep everybody. So this is why this happens.
Was this a good move by the Blackhawks relative to that?
You had to move somebody. Jalmerson has taken thousands of pucks off the face and knees and shins. He's been beaten up.
But,
he's
I mean,
bruised.
If you go through the line, you're not going to get rid of Taves. You're not going to get rid of Kane. You can kind of go work through that.
Keep Keith. Seabrook probably you can't trade because of the contract. You need Crawford in goal. Somebody had to go. You lost Patrick Sharp, and now you lose Jalmerson.
What if the Hossa thing had happened sooner? What happens to his money, and would that have changed this in any way?
They wouldn't have been able to maneuver as much because that salary will pretty much be on long-term injury reserve. So it's sort of like you don't get the full $5.23 million or whatever, but you get relief for Marian Hossa. Now, they're going to wish they had Marian Hossa, but
that ain't,
money just fell out of the sky.
Does the team get better as a result of this?
They got younger. They got quicker. They got cheaper. I don't know if they're better this year, but more players are cost-controlled. You'll have Brandon Saad through 2021, and these younger guys, you'll have them for years and years.
All right, I'll see you on Saturday. That'll be tomorrow. Are you working Saturday?
Yes. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, by the way, what's the big fun thing you guys are doing Saturday?
We are going to taste all three Cub player cereals, and we will rate and review.
The Rizzies, the Zorilla Crunch.
Zorilla Crunch and the whatever David Ross's cereal is called.
Rizzos, and what's the David Ross
cereal? The boxes are in your office.
Grandpa Rossi. Ding, ding, ding. Thank you, Elif. All right, we'll listen to you tomorrow morning, and I'll be talking to you, too.
You got it.
Sam Panionovich.